We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I guess we'll start here with headlines, Solana. Headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday with our friend Alejandro Solana.
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Here's your schedule for the weekend. It starts tonight, 7 p.m. in just 2 hours on 790. The Ticket, the Heat, they're in Indiana to face the Pacers.
Okay.
They'll play again tomorrow, 8 p.m. in Milwaukee. Remember, no Jimmy Butler. He did not travel with the team. No Bam Adebayo.
Heat are 5.5 or 5-point underdogs tonight. By the way, the pregame show starts at 5:45 on 790 The Ticket. So the final segment of our show will be on 560 WQAM only.
Tomorrow at 12, Canes Hoops, they'll host Clemson, 12 p.m. They're coming off a victory over Penn State earlier this week.
Coach L.
That game can be heard on WQAM tomorrow starting at 11:30 with your pregame show. At 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
The Florida Panthers, they'll host the Blues. They've won two straight.
That's
again.
1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow.
It doesn't happen that often.
It
doesn't.
Yeah. No.
That game can be heard on 790 The Ticket.
On 790, because the Hurricanes basketball game's on 560. You want to hear Joe Zagacki do the Canes game? 560 tomorrow afternoon. Want to hear Doug Plagans do the Panthers game? 790 tomorrow afternoon.
Great lineups.
Great lineups. You know what else is this weekend? The Odyssey Beach Festival. Fort Lauderdale Beach going to be rocking this weekend.
Yep.
Sunday, Dolphins, Giants, 1 p.m. Tua will face off versus Mike Glennon.
How about that? And the pregame show with our own Channing Crowder
starts
at
9
a.m. on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
Me and K-Rod.
K-Rod, Kevin Rogers.
My man.
Get you all hooked up until kickoff.
There was a couple tweets sent out about the Miami Hurricanes, their head coaching position.
Yeah, the one interesting one that we talked about several times on the show today was a columnist from the Oregonian, John Canzano, and he had written about Miami's pursuit of Mario Cristobal as their head coach, and then he updated his story about an hour ago, and he tweeted, "A source at Oregon confirms that the University of Oregon has a contract extension offer in front of Mario Cristobal." Quote from the source, "It's aggressive and in line with what we've seen this week." And what we've seen this week is Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley. And so what we've seen is, you know, $80, $90, and $100 million. So there is, from everything that I've read from this columnist at the Oregonian and what we know down here, one of the reasons that I think it's been fairly quiet on the UM coaching front is because I believe Mario Cristobal is not entertaining any of this until after tonight's conference championship game, which he's coaching.
Yeah. Brian Kelly made $95 million, and Lincoln Riley's $110 million. Does the Canes have an AD yet?
They don't, and I would say there's two schools of thought, right? Which is, hey, Mario, we want you to be coach. We're going to give you the bucket of money, and tell us who you want as your AD.
Hmm.
That's something that Oregon can't offer,
yeah,
right? The other school of thought is, if you're not going to be able to get Mario, well, then go out and hire the AD. This is why I don't think there's been a rush on that front. Then you go out and hire the AD and let him decide who the head coach is going to be. And there's been some talk on Twitter as well, like Barry Jackson from the Herald was pointing out, you know, people are saying this is a little strange to do to Manny Diaz. You know that they're going after Mario Cristobal, but Manny Diaz is still the head coach, and he's out there recruiting on Miami's behalf, and it reminds a lot of people of Stephen Ross going after Jim Harbaugh, right?
Harbaugh.
It was Jim Harbaugh when
Sperano.
And then he came back and just gave Sperano more money because he made him feel bad. But Barry Jackson points out, which is how I feel on this too, Manny Diaz, he accepted a job at Temple, did a press conference, and then left them a week later. He understands the business. Anyone that coaches in football understands the business. And anyone that plays football understands the business. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Manny Diaz is, you know, walking around his home going, this is so wrong what they're doing to me. I mean, this is how it works.
And on Manny's side, I would assume that he's maybe putting some feelers out just in case this UM thing doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, so he's doing his stuff behind the scenes. Canes are doing their stuff behind the scenes. You just said it. Everybody knows how this game works. If you're not playing it, you're the dummy.
And by the way, not that they would have done it because they've already got their guy, but after all this nonsense and Manny, after the last game, I'm out there recruiting. And if Notre Dame came to Manny Diaz and said, we want you to be our head coach, we're going to give you $80 million, he'd have said, bye.
Yep.
So
wouldn't even pack.
That's how it works. We got to wrap this up because I want to get to the montage that you made. I want to make sure we have enough time.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954. More right now. The sun is setting here in El Portal today. The high got to around 81 degrees, currently 75. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-50s. That is your weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.